Here are the steps. How are you going to leap over them? Welcome to the Raw and Wild Hearts, a place where the raw, the unfiltered, the wild hearts gather to celebrate triumphs and hardships, learn from each other, grow together, and break down a culture rooted in fear. We will talk, we will laugh, and we will lean on each other about everyday life experiences that we could all use a little support through, and then we'll bask in the wild, magical beings that we are. My philosophy is that by embracing the dark, we may just let in the light. I am your host, Lori Rising, healer, educator, writer, adventurer, retreat leader, birth defender, and animal enthusiast and activist, along with my wild heart sidekick kitty, Jesus the Brave. We'd like to invite you to get excited about the Wild Heart Revolution. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode. It's called Here Are the Steps. How are you going to leap over them? I'm your host, Lori Rising, and thank you so much for joining me today. If you're new here, welcome. We are so stoked you have come to the Wild Heart Revolution Party. I have so much to share today. We just finished the Quantum Leaping Awakening Astrology Retreat with our favorite intuitive astrologer and friend of the podcast, Molly McCord. Oh, I am still reeling from the evolutionary light that was expanded by every single soul that was called to this transformative experience. Molly and I kept chatting about it, how there was so much ease when you're vibrating in that kind of frequency. And this is definitely the beauty of retreat spaces. Like, yes, you get to pull yourself out of your everyday routine, out of the hustle, the grind, all of those things. And ultimately, really, where we want to go in our soul growth is to bring this level of presence and energy to our everyday moments, right? No matter what we're doing with our families, with our schedules, jobs, appointments, whatever it is. But, and also, that's why it is really important that we do take this time to fill our cup up, to be in that transformative space where we can do deep healing work, where we can elevate in such beautiful collective energy and joy that our frequency becomes a higher match for whatever is going on around us as we integrate it into our full physicality. I mean, I'm just going to say I am still integrating what transpired in the heavens, in the universe. Like, I keep saying it was like a universe boom that we made. Like, let me just tell you the ending, and maybe that will give you just a hint. It will spark your cells a little bit about what we did fully call in together in this experience. So I created a light mob dance. Yes, I did. Oh, and I put so much heart and soul into this dance. I started preparing it probably a couple of months before the retreat. And it was basically, we're mobbing the light grid in a fun way to say it. Like, we were there to emanate our full light and energy up into the grid to literally transform the consciousness in those moments and in the moments to come. So the dance was supposed to happen on the third day. And because of time, we didn't get the dance in. And of course, it was all divine. So we ended up doing the dance in the very last 15 minutes of the retreat, right after the powerful sound bath that our beautiful friend Mayela came and shared with everyone. And that was after the amazing and powerful candle manifestation ceremony. I tapped in to what people were throwing down during that time. And wow, I mean, my eyes just immediately filled up with tears. My heart was bursting out of its center from the power that I was feeling from everyone's badass intentions and deliberate creation energy. Oh, I mean, every part of the retreat, I could just go on and on. But anywho, back to the light mob dance. So we had like 17 minutes to get everyone over to the house to do the dance before the shuttle came, where some people needed to jump on to go catch their ride home. And we did it. We made it over. I didn't get to go over the dance before we started it. We just went right into it on the two-tiered deck overlooking the river canal. And it was incredible. Almost everyone participated. It was so full of light. It was supposed to be raining that day. There was a tropical storm that was supposed to come through, and I invited everyone to work on the weather with me, which is what I do in my witchy ways. And we literally moved the rain out. So it was sunny. It was beautiful. We danced our hearts and energy up into the grid. And right afterwards, there was a pod of dolphins at our doorstep. Y'all, I had been watching and looking for dolphins for 4 days at this retreat, and they came during the dance. That is the energy that we vibrate out into the universe, into the life all around us. They hear our frequency. It can be animals, plants, people, star beings, our ancestors. Like, they come to the higher vibrations that we unleash from our life source energy. Oh, I mean, I definitely was crying at that point. That was the ultimate message for me and the ultimate cosmic confirmation of just what we created together during that time. Whether you were online or in person, we brought in the most spiritually attuned creatures for the finale. I mean, we also brought in so many guides and ancestors and angels and star beings. Molly and I talked about how we pretty much just channeled the entire weekend, and it felt so good, so elevated and cosmically accelerated. So here we are reeling from the ripple effect of the collective power that was unleashed. And believe me, there is so much more to come. So stay tuned. And if you'd like to support this work when I'm able to get to it, because it just keeps ramping up out there. And I am so grateful. I have so much appreciation for all of you who are resonating with the messages that I'm sharing and putting out, with the healing medicine that I have to offer this New Earth Awakening. We would love your star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Go ahead and hit the subscribe button so that you are alerted when the podcast does come out. We've gotten pretty fluid with time drops, and I am hoping as my courses come to full fruition, my book gets written, my TEDx talk is on the docket, then I will be able to really devote so much more deliberate energy into the podcast, because this is my passion baby. This is what started everything in my own personal death and rebirth and big ass leaps that I have definitely taken over those steps. So just know that I have so much for you, whether it's free or paid. Check out my website at therawandwildhearts.com. Make sure and come on over to YouTube. I am sharing more and more messages there, as well as my Instagram. And I have free meditations, a free co-create with the universe mastermind that you will find below in the show notes, as well as a beautiful little embodied consciousness workshop coming up Wednesday, June 15th. I also have a free summer solstice galactic upgrade portal activation on June 21st. So everything that you need is in the show notes, and you can always jump down there. Not only that, but I have an advanced and immersive 5-night, 6-day retreat at the gorgeous eco-luxury location Pachamama near Todos Santos, Mexico. It's coming up in January, so you have plenty of time to feel into it. But if you are ready to strengthen your psychic connection, channel with your team of cosmic support and guidance, as well as move through deep group container sacred space trauma transformation, this is for you. Y'all, I keep getting more messages about it, and it keeps, like, when I think it can't go any higher, it keeps elevating. So much more to come on that soon. But if you have any questions, please shoot me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Let us know in the comments how these podcasts are resonating for you, any takeaways that you have that could really spark something in someone else's cells. So let's talk about the steps and why we're leaping over them. This was the final channeled message that my guides sent through the morning of the last day of the retreat. I mean, they were on fire that morning. It's like I couldn't even keep up with everything they were sending in, and I only had so much time in my last workshop. But this was the biggest takeaway. And there's a big reason. There were the energy that was coming up for people when they were interacting with me, specifically because of the way that I present, because of the way that I invite others into passion and fearlessness and limitlessness in their energy, it really brings up the subconscious or conscious limitations from the collective and even from themselves that they didn't know they were living under. So the root of this channeled message was how we stay small, how we stop ourselves from going big, and how we override the natural impulses of our full energetic expression. Two major things. So first and foremost, every time you deny your body's messages and intuition, those impulses, you actually weaken the relationship between you and your source energy, between you and your infinite light that is continually, or you could say your higher consciousness, that is continually sending you messages in your highest good. And when I say that, it means these messages are sent to make things easy. It's like the image that I'm getting is how maybe you're walking along a bridge or something and it's getting resurrected before every step, right? And so when you can trust that these messages are going to give you your next step, those next steps become quantum in the results that they produce. When we're functioning off of limitation or control or keeping ourselves in a level of linear belief of how things have to be, then we negate the possibility and even the ability to hear those messages coming in from all sides, even from behind us in all timelines. So it's spiral. So if you imagine, like, again, I'm seeing a vision of we're walking forward because we have become such a linear culture in our physicality, in our energy, in our minds, in our spirits, in our soul, right? Because we were told it was one way. And when you're a kid and you're continually told that you're too much, to shut it down, to stay safe, to play it safe, to resurrect an illusion of security around you, it's like these walls coming up around you that can be blown over at any time, yet we're expending so much energy to hold those walls up. When if we allowed them to be blown over, then we open the flow of the breeze and the air and the inspiration that comes in with our air element. So yeah, those messages go real deep and they become our belief system. They become our mindsets. And then when we're functioning from that level deep within our soul, and it's repressed by our experiences, and then the fear that happens in our experiences that we don't want to experience again because we're living in such tension and tightness that we actually magnetize that kind of frequency into our life. And then we continue on a loop, and then we develop neural pathways of those lower frequencies that make it easier to wake up and be in the habit of that feeling. And then we attract that in again. You see where I'm going with this, right? Yeah, it's intense. And the more that we override those impulses and messages that are asking us to go bigger, to take the risks, to believe in yourself, to trust that there is something on the other side, including benevolence in this universe, including abundance of people, of clients, of others that need your medicine. When we live from that scarcity of not enough, because we're being sold not enough every day so that we buy something to feel like we're enough. I know this train of thought is going wild, but I'm sure that you're following me. But that negates the relationship between you and your body consciousness, which is the conduit to the source energy, which is coming in to help you live in quantum leaps over the steps that you've been resurrecting from a community, a culture, an educational system, a governmental system, a disempowerment system, quite honestly, that tells you how to do it, quote unquote, right. Because the way to do it right is so unique and it's so individual that no one else could ever know what the right path is for you. That includes the way that we learn, the way that we vibrate in the world, the way that we process emotion, the way that we share emotion, the way that we run our energy, the way that we are in relationship, right? I mean, we've grown up with this narrative of a relationship that everyone is supposed to aspire to. And I feel like it's that bar that has created such chaos for people because it might not be how they vibrate in a high frequency in relationship. And so they're trying to fit their circular being in a square peg. And it's just not working. And then we continue to hit our heads against the wall, trying to make that happen, to live up to someone's expectations, whether it's your own, your family's, your communities, your cultures, your karmic expectations that have come in throughout your lifetimes, because we are here to transform those wounds. We are here to make the big karmic reckonings of our lineages, and we get to heal in spiral dimensions. We get to heal for all those that have transcended in our lineage. We get to heal for those that are coming, and they get to experience a whole new way of being in an energy of fluidity and flow. So we want to strengthen that relationship that requires a huge amount of trust, of surrender, of risk-taking, and whatever that means to you. And it can definitely be going bigger in your full vibration, in your full majesty, without the fear of whatever could happen based on past experiences, and with the full damn conviction and knowledge that when you shine your light so bright, it only invites others to shine theirs as well. And if they aren't, and they have some kind of reaction to your vibration, that's for them. That's their soul growth. And honestly, by dimming your light to make someone else more comfortable, you're denying them the opportunity for deep, intense, and evolutionary soul growth for themselves, if they so choose. This is each of our iterations in this life. And the beautiful thing about being a human is our free will. So yeah, in a nutshell, we are vibrational beings and we feel the vibration around us. So not only are you denying the invitation for others to get bigger with you, just based on the vibration that you are emanating out, you are also sharing the vibration for others to stay small and play it safe too. Let me ask you this. What if every heart-centered leap that you took landed you further than before? Took you so far over those steps that you could only move forward in some way. Sideways, backwards, forwards, up, down, doesn't matter. Because even the pivots, even the information that comes in that we can label as failure gives us a new perspective and a new opportunity to expand on what we have just learned and what our body has just experienced. When we stay open and fluid and connected with our body consciousness, our aligned action, and our just full alignment every day, you can have a new message, a new energy, a new experience, a new person at any moment. Do you believe that? Do you wake up with the possibilities of every day? Or do you stay in a habitual reaction of how hard it is to move things along and how long it's going to take to get where you're going? Those are old, outdated, and limiting narratives. That's the box that we are breaking open. And I also want you to check in with yourself. How often do you self-sacrifice for the comfort of others? Why is it that we grow up believing that we need to live our lives to make our parents comfortable, to make our family comfortable, to not rock the boat? I'm going to refer back to what I already shared, that by doing that, we're denying the levels of soul growth that we chose when we took on this human experience. And then, if you believe in past lives, reincarnation, parallel lives, we come in to go through it all over again. So it keeps us playing safe. We avoid disapproval, judgment, and it really comes down to fear. So when you find yourself hesitating, not acting on those impulses, shifting your energy for someone or something else, check in and see how it feels. Notice your body. Notice your breath. Feel your muscles. One of the best practices that we can be in every single now moment is to ask yourself, am I in resistance or am I in flow? Because we get to evolve in every experience, in every relationship. And why not? Let's do it in this iteration. Let's see how high we can go. Let's see how deep we can expand. Let's see how much light we can shine on this planet. So what if you followed your impulses through the day? I want to give you an example of someone that was at the retreat, and it's a little example and maybe seems insignificant, but this is where it's my job to notice we use limiting language. We react by staying small. We defer to self-sacrifice over soul growth because these become habits. Habits become narratives. Narratives become belief systems. Belief systems become mindsets. Mindsets keep us from experiencing this glorious life and time to the absolute fullest. And yes, even while there's chaos going down around us. So, okay, back to the example. This was when we were all saying goodbye and exchanging hugs and just sharing such light after the evolutionary shifts that we made together. And we were taking a picture in the kitchen and someone was off to the side. And right after we took two pictures, that person off to the side was smiling and laughing. And she was like, "Oh, I wanted to jump over and photobomb, but I didn't." And the person who wanted the picture taken was like, "Oh, that would have been so fun." Right there. Do you feel it? That's the impulse. She denied it based on some kind of belief system that has been resurrected within her, which in turn shifted our ability to experience even more joy in those moments and have her be a part of what we were creating. Her impulse was to join in a fun and spontaneous way, yet some belief system came up within her that stopped her in those tracks, and she didn't follow it. So this is where I'm going to ask you to get wildly comfortable with the discomfort that may arise when you begin a new relationship with your intuition, your gut, your psychic connection, your messages, the totality of your full, vibrant self that you came here to share. You chose this time in this body for a very specific reason. And that reason cannot be found in certificates and degrees and books and the walls of a school system or even the sentiment of your family and collective and community. That reason can only be found in your light, in your gut, and in your soul's calling that you came here to share. Is it the way you get paid? Maybe. But I can guarantee you this, that the bigger you go, the deeper the messages come in. And the more you honor those messages instead of override them based off of some other narrative or conditioning, programming, or even self-sacrifice, the easier your life will magnetize, the more fulfilling your work becomes. And quite often, that's where the money starts to roll in as well. Now, we are creatures of habit and routine. We have developed a whole lot of subconscious and unconscious habits from what has been resurrected around us. So like I said, I want you to get comfortable in the discomfort. The more you take the leaps over defaulting, of overthinking, over processing, and self-sacrificing, the more it gets easier. Remember, everything is practice. And when you intentionally in practice every day, it's a ritual, it's a ceremony, which brings you into the deepest presence in your now moments where all timelines are available and profound possibilities come in all day long, every day, at any moment. And spoiler alert, you have strengthened your relationship with your conduit to those messages and source energy. So they become a lot easier to hear and a heck of a lot easier to unleash in your limitless experience here and now. Remember, every choice we make in every now moment is what makes our history. Humans have been trained to live from the fear of the past. So get radical and make a past so high vibing so that your only choice is to easily take the leaps in trust and aligned action that will ultimately magnetize your life and eradicate the regret, the resistance, or the tapping and nagging that continually come in at your soul when you're not going big, when you're dimming your light, and you're not living in your full vibrancy that you came here to experience. So to wrap this up, I'm going to give you a little invitation. For the next 3 days, and if you want to go big, let's go 7. But go ahead and follow every impulse that comes in, every high vibe impulse that comes in. No matter how terrifying your programmed mindset makes you feel, because remember, that's not reality. It's the monkey mind or the overthinking brain, the what if mind, based on what you have felt in the past or based on past experiences. And when we're in this beautiful now moment, expressing all the messages that are coming in freely and fully, we get to create a new history that we've never experienced in the past. So go ahead and allow yourself to move through that discomfort quickly and follow the impulse. Take the leap. And if you're not taking the full leap, if it's a big dream that's coming through, begin some aligned action. And for God's sake, if you get the impulse to photobomb someone in joy, do it. You may just change the trajectory of someone's day in that space of fun. Friends, thank you so much again for being here. I hope that these messages have resonated with you and that you are inspired to see the steps and leap the hell over them. Yes! Get big AF. And until next time, y'all, cheers! And with that, let's normalize the struggles, celebrate the quirks, and lean into the light. From myself and Beezus the Brave, happy Wild Heart Revolution, friends.